In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord our Redeemer be with you, and also with you. God of our days and years, we set this time apart for you. Form us in the likeness of Christ, so that our lives may glorify you. Amen. Let us hear our Lord's blessing on those who follow him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's keep a moment of silence as we prepare to place ourselves before God in his hands. And we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bible reading this morning comes from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 20 and going on to chapter 6, verse 2. St. Paul writes this, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, 'In the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you.' I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm is Psalm 130. Please will you join in the refrain. It's a psalm known as De Profundis from the Latin for its first words, out of the depths. Out of the depths I have called to you, Lord. Let your ears be open to my voice. My hope is in God's word. If you recorded all our sins, who could come before you? My hope is in God's word. There is forgiveness with you, therefore you shall be feared. My hope is in God's word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than those who watch for daybreak. My hope is in God's word. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. My hope is in God's word. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My hope is in God's word. Our second reading this morning comes from St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, first 11 verses. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and at dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him. He sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This Ash Wednesday, in normal times, we would meet in the church and we would have ash made from the remains of last year's palm crosses. And with that ash, we would sign, or we would be signed on our foreheads as a sign of our coming to God in penitence at the beginning of this Lenten season, asking his forgiveness. And the gospel reading tells us that none of us is without sin. Even those who brought the woman, Jesus, daring him to defy the law, even they couldn't ignore their own sinfulness. And one by one, they melted away, leaving no one to bring condemnation on this poor woman. "Then neither do I condemn you," declared Jesus. But it's not such an easy let off. "Neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. And then he went on, "Well, go now." So far, so good. "Go now and leave your life of sin." And those are his words to us. That we should accept his forgiveness, but also that we should leave our life of sin, that we should mend our ways, that we mustn't keep coming back to God with the same things over and over and over again. I know we all do. I do, you do, everybody does. Nevertheless, it should be our intention and our effort, our attempt to leave those things behind. But whether we can and whether we can't, we can always return to Jesus and ask his forgiveness, knowing that he hears us and loves us as we are. He wants the best for us. And we have to cooperate with him in that. But we need never fear to come to him. He always accepts us, always loves us, will always forgive us, and will always want us to leave those things behind and live better for him. This is not an encouragement to win our own salvation by our works. That's not what I'm saying. But it is us to do what we can to live according to his ways. And when we fail, to know that we can return to him and seek his forgiveness and accept it gratefully and gladly and go on our way rejoicing. Although we can't come to the communion rail and receive the sign of the ash in our forehead today, what I'd like to suggest to you is that we simply use maybe our thumb to make the sign of the cross on our own forehead as being the closest that we can come to receiving that sign in ash today. So let's do that together now as we as we come to our confession and the pronouncement of forgiveness, let's all make that sign of the cross on our forehead. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy." We say the Agnus Dei together. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord our God, though we have rebelled against him. Let us then renounce our willfulness and ask his mercy by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. We join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. With confidence and trust, let us pray to the Father, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church, all our brothers and sisters in Christ, in every nation, in every denomination around the world. Let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. For the mission of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. For peace in the world, pray especially for the people of Myanmar and other troubled places in God's world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and peoples. Let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer. And let's pause for a moment and name before God in our hearts those known to us who stand in need of his healing today. For refugees, for prisoners, for all those in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy, hear us. For those whom we have injured or offended, let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy, hear us. for grace to amend our lives and to further the reign of God, let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. In communion with all those who have walked in the way of holiness, all those whom we love but see no longer, let us pray to the Father, Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. God our Father, in your love and goodness, you have taught us to come close to you in penitence, with prayer, fasting, and generosity. Accept our Lenten discipline. And when we fall by our weakness, raise us up by your unfailing mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for today, Ash Wednesday. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So as we bring this service of morning prayer to a close, let us affirm together our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. These familiar words from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Amen. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who have read your people to yourself, as we follow his example of prayer and fast, may we obey you with willing heart and serve one another in holy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.